blood leaps in my veins as I wait in the wings and look out at the audience. Far into the distance, faces are turned toward the stage, and beyond them, I can see the hills of Cornwall. And now, we are pleased to welcome Sudanese rap star Emmanuel Jarl to the main stage as Live 8 Eden Project. A voice booms out. I step onto the stage and my legs begin to shake as excitement fills me. I can see faces smiling and hands waving in expectation. The crowd is waiting. Fear explodes inside me and my chest tightens, just as it always does when my feelings run too strong. I feel sure I will not be able to sing a note. My breath is dying inside me as I stare ahead. But suddenly, time stands still. The lights, the noise, the colors bleed into nothing, and the faces melt away. I am a child again. God will look after us, my mother is whispering as we lie under a bed. She's holding on to my two brothers, two sisters, and me as we hide from war being waged outside our hut. In the peaceful village we once knew, rockets blow apart houses with families inside. Women are raped, and children are murdered. It is genocide, and my people are its victims. I cling to my mother as the sounds of bullets and screams fill my ears. "Hush, little Mackworth," she says softly, and I breathe in the smell of milk which clings to her skin. "Hush, little darling." I pull closer to her and listen as she speaks again. Beside me, my brothers Miri and Mana and sisters Nyakuth and Yarwak move closer too. "One day, we will be in a better place," my mother tells us, and we believe her. But soon, I will come to learn that even a mother's fierce love will not protect me. War will rip her away, convince my father to give up his 7-year-old son, and pull me into its bloody heart, as I am given a gun taller than I am, and told to fight. I will not be alone. I will be one of thousands they come to call the lost boys of Sudan. Yet, I will also be lucky. I will escape hell, survive, and learn how to transform the war still raging inside me long after the battlefields have fallen silent. Staring up, the stage lights blaze white into my eyes as I move toward the microphone. It is time for me to tell my story, using the music and lyrics that are my weapons, now that I have laid down guns and machetes forever. The crowd calms as I stand still. I think of my mother and the songs we once sang in a village far away. For a moment, I speak to her. "Now, we are in a better place," I say silently. I start to sing.